Four Western states are paying farmers and ranchers tens of millions of dollars this year to conserve water. It's part of a short-term plan to save water from the Colorado River, which is shrinking amid two decades of mega drought. But some are skeptical that the federally funded program is worth the money. KUNC's Alex Hager and Aspen Journalism's Heather Sackett have more.
During the growing season on Leslie Hagenstein's ranch near Pinedale, Wyoming, water flows in and the fields come to life.
And you have these very lush grasses, and you have a canal or a ditch that's full of this beautiful, clear, gorgeous water that comes out of these beautiful mountains. I mean, it's nirvana.
But last summer, the fields were desolate. Hagenstein stood among them and cried.
Last year, it looks like Armageddon. I mean, it's nothing. It's very sad. There's just no growth at all. There's no green. Everything is brown.
But these barren fields aren't the result of drought. Hagenstein left the fields dry on purpose.
She signed up for the System Conservation Pilot Program and got paid 13 times what she would have made leasing it out to grow hay.
I didn't anticipate it would be so beneficial. It bought us time to stay in ranching is the long and the short of it. So most grateful for the abundance that the federal government offered us.
Those payments are part of a years-long experiment. A way for the government to see how it would go if they paid farmers and ranchers to hit pause on using water in the Colorado River Basin.
But this trial run is expensive, and it's not saving that much water. Elizabeth Kobely researches water policy at the University of Nevada, Reno.
Perhaps we need to be thinking about, rather than temporary conservation, investments in longer-term conservation beyond what we're already doing.
Between 2023 and 2024, the program spent $45 million to save a little more than 1% of the Colorado River water allocated to Wyoming, Colorado, Utah, and New Mexico. Kobely says that kind of money could be spent differently, like investing in new crops that will be able to survive a hotter, drier future.
I'm hesitant to keep pushing for temporary conservation. I think we have pretty clear climate signals that say the basin's aridifying and we need big reductions to water use.
This conservation program has had some troubles, like marketing. A University of Wyoming study published last year showed that 88% of growers in eligible states hadn't even heard of it.
Drew Bennett, who co-authored the study, says that may not have been an accident. It could be part of a broader negotiating strategy. He said the states who run the program might not be putting their all into water conservation until the lower basin states of California, Arizona, and Nevada do more.
I think that they're, you know, basically saying that the lower basin needs to get their act together before we actually really need to come to the table in a realistic way.
Regardless of how much water it's saving, proponents of the program say the real value is in the data and lessons it provides about how to get farmers to conserve any amount of water.
Water policymakers say climate change is shrinking supply, and the region needs to cut back on demand. A program like this one could be a way to do that in the future. Chuck Cullum directs the Upper Colorado River Commission.
We're learning a lot from the program that in the event that people want to stand up a longer-term, durable program, these lessons learned will make that more robust.
But the future might look different when it comes to money. Funding for the conservation program came out of the Inflation Reduction Act, which set aside $4 billion for Colorado River work. That kind of funding is hard to come by.
Leslie Hagenstein, the Wyoming rancher, says growers like her are rare, and a lot of her peers are stuck in their ways.
I'm a Wyoming native. I don't want to push our water downstream. I don't want to disregard it. But I also have to survive in this landscape. And to survive in this landscape, you have to get creative.
And getting buy-in from growers like Hagenstein, that could be a big part of saving water on farms in a region that needs every drop it can get. In Sublette County, Wyoming, I'm Alex Hager.
And I'm Heather Sackett.
This story is part of ongoing coverage of the Colorado River produced by KUNC and Aspen Journalism and supported by the Walton Family Foundation.